The Wolves are back on the road this weekend against the Wildcats of Wayne State College and Augustana, and we've got our first installment of Pack Chat as we turn the calendar to the new year, and today we bring in the oldest sophomore in program history, probably, 23-year-old from Queen Creek, Arizona, Devin Brooke. Thanks for popping in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Glad to have you, for sure. You typically don't see a whole lot of 23-year-old sophomores, right? I mean, can you kind of talk about your journey to get to Northern State?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, so I graduated high school in 2020, good old COVID year.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, and one of the things we do is we serve two-year missions, religious missions, and so I had the privilege and blessing to do that in Northern California. And so I came home, you know, I was 21, you know, and I remember talking to Coach Phillips about it, and he's like, he asked me, he's like, so you'll be like 24, 25 playing against a bunch of 18, 19-year-olds. And I was like, well, yeah. And he's like, sounds good to me. And, you know, that served me well. Like, I put muscle on a lot better than I did when I was 18, 19, 20, you know. Like, a lot of the freshmen on our team, sophomores, usually are thinner guys and came in as a freshman at 235, you know. So I don't have a problem with it, and it's nice to be older, you know. I'm more mature. I've had a lot more life experience. I can handle, you know, the stress of the season, the stress of playing basketball a lot better than I could have when I was younger. So it's been a blessing for sure.
A man among boys, yeah. For sure. So you mentioned the two-year mission trip. How does one get into that, and what does that entail? What does that look like?
You know, we go through some interviews with some of the local leaders of our church, and they submit our applications and our paperwork, and because not just anybody can go. There's a worthiness factor to it as well, as, you know, we wear name tags that have the Jesus Christ's name on it, and we take that, you know, sacred and as a serious privilege and blessing. And so, and I went through all that, and then it gets sent up higher up the chain, and then I get assigned to just anywhere in the world. You know, I had a cousin who went to Thailand. My brother went to Mexico. And, you know, so my brothers speak Spanish, you know, so that's pretty cool. But you don't know. And I ended up in California, which is fine, you know.
Like, sure.
I was like, cool, I like Cali, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pretty strict day-to-day regimen that we go through. You wake up at 6:30 every day. You have an hour of personal study with the scriptures. Then you study another hour with your companion, who you spend every day with pretty much.
Uh-huh.
You go out there and you teach people about Jesus Christ. And we look for, as well as like service opportunities. I did a lot of yard work, mm-hmm. helping people move. And we just do that for free. And then, you know, we don't get paid, obviously. So I had to save up some money to get myself out there, and then the church covers other things such as cars and livings and all that fun stuff. But yeah, and then you got to be home by 9 and in bed by 10:30, and then it's repeat. And
gotcha.
You do that day after day. So
7 days a week.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a full-time job.
That's aggressive. Yeah. Wow, good for you. Okay, this is a dumb question, but is LDS, is that Mormonism or something else? Is it its own entity?
Yeah, it's a nickname that people gave to us.
Uh-huh.
We prefer to call ourselves members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints because we like to keep the most important part being Jesus,
sure,
his name in it, you know. But yeah, my teammates will call me Mormon or something like that. But yeah, it's just another form of Christianity.
Sure, gotcha. Well, we've got you and a Catholic right here.
Yeah, we're good.
We've got an LDS and a Catholic walk into a radio station. Is there a joke in there somewhere? I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe. Who knows?
It all works out. Good stuff. So, unfortunately, kind of a tough start to the season from a wins and losses perspective, but this team is oh so close, man. It feels like you guys are right there on the doorstep. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. No, we've played the top three teams in our conference and had a chance to win all three games at the very end.
You know,
and, you know, our conference tournament comes around, nobody's going to want to be playing us, you know, because we're starting to figure it out. And brand new, everybody on the team pretty much, like, didn't play. It wasn't here last year or didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took us a little longer, I think, to figure out chemistry-wise on the court. And, you know, we've had, like, 8 different leading scorers. I mean, we've thrown in a lot of pieces, and it's starting to come together now, so.
Yeah, I'm excited for when this team kind of makes that final step, because you've taken a lot of steps to get to that kind of door, and when you take that final one, it's going to be outstanding. You've got maybe one of the more unique jump shots in the league, and by that I mean you can shoot it from the parking lot. What's what's kind of your range out there?
No, yeah, I remember we had a practice early in the season. I took about a dribble, maybe 2, past half court, and let it go, and made it, and but that's what I did in high school, too, you know, and my coach would always be like, Devin, why do you shoot out there? I'm like, Coach, nobody's guarding me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I like that, you know. No one's going to come out that far, so I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to shoot it. So, and I shoot a pretty good clip from out there, so.
Yeah, not too shabby. It's kind of like the Caitlin Clark range.
Yeah.
Logo threes and what have you.
Yeah.
So type 1 diabetic, that's pretty unique for a basketball player's perspective. Does that impact your play at all or not so much?
I wish it didn't, but every once in a while it'll get me. Yeah, I mean, even this last game, you know, I kind of had a weird season so far with the minutes I've played and been thrown into the starting lineup these last two games. That was a lot of minutes in a hurry that I haven't played in a long time. And so start of that first game, my blood sugar was not keeping up, and it makes it hard to play. Yeah, I get kind of blurry vision. Mm. My hands get all shaky, and you're technically not supposed to be doing physical activities when your blood sugar was at where I was at the moment. But, you know, you tough it out. And I just get on the bench, eat some fruit snacks, talk to our trainer. He gives me some glucose tablets and put some sugar in me, and I get back out there, and it's fine.
Call it good. Yeah, just, here's a spoonful of sugar.
Exactly. That's what it feels like. Yeah, it's great.
So walk us through the hair. We talked about this a little bit in the sideliners luncheon deal, but a lot of routine with it. Is it kind of one of those deals where you have a lot of conditioners? Just
sure.
Are you like a VO5 guy? Walk us through your hair.
No, I've had probably an unhealthy obsession with my hair for probably too long now, and I've always wanted to grow it out. You know, I was a fan of the Lord of the Rings growing up and watching Aragorn with his cool hair. I was like, yeah, I think I'd look cool like that too. So here I am, you know, trying to grow it out, and luckily I have a wonderful wife who knows all about how to keep hair healthy, and she's got all the product in the world, and I just do what she tells me to do, honestly. I'm like, yeah, okay, conditioners, the shampoos, like, how to do it, how to wash it right. I didn't know there was a way to wash it right. I thought you just, you know, put some soap on your head and call it good. But
yeah,
there's a whole thing you do, and leave-in conditioner. I didn't even know that was a thing. Yeah. No, it's been fun. We've had good fun, and she wants to put it in braids one of these games, and just, and I was like, yeah, that'll be fun.
You know, we'll see.
It's getting long enough. So
has she ever gotten into the shower and she goes to get her, you know, a conditioner and her shampoo, and it's all gone because you've used it up?
She has definitely known that I use it. She goes, you're using this? And I was like, yeah. She's like, okay, I can tell. I was like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
But that's right. You know, we do everything together. So
dude, I'll tell you what. My wife utilizes my shampoo and my body wash, and she's got her own, but she always uses mine. It's like, why do you even have your own?
Yeah.
It drives me crazy, but that's the life of a married man and a married woman.
That's
it's all what's yours is hers, and what's yours is also hers, or what's hers is hers.
Yeah.
How's that go? It's what's hers is hers, and what's yours is also hers.
Yeah, I always tell people, like, if we have a disagreement on something, we always compromise and go with what she wants. That's what we do.
So. Yeah, sounds about right. No doubt about it. Any pregame superstitions for you, or not so much?
Not a ton. I make sure I always say a prayer, and then I read some scriptures. I'm not really one of those guys that likes to hype myself up. I feel like it just adds to the anxiety and stress I'm already feeling. So I kind of more prefer to calm down. So I feel like that helps me do that. But no, and we have some guys, you know, that have to wear the same socks, same shoes. I mean, I've thrown on probably 500 different accessory looks throughout the season. I've done arm sleeves. I've done leg sleeves, headbands. I like to mix it up.
So. Well, that's like exactly where I'm going next. Is sometimes you wear the tights, sometimes you got the one leg.
Yep.
Why do people wear tights?
You know what? It's just a matter of feel good, look good, play good. I feel, yeah. I mean, it really does nothing for me. I mean, I didn't wear tights at all these last two games, and I played just fine. So, some guys like Kawhi on our team, he's wearing a brace for a while, and it would scratch his leg, so if he put one on, that I get. But for me, I just like, yeah, it looks cool, so I'm going to put it on.
Yeah, fair enough. There you go. What's your all-time favorite basketball memory? Could be as a little kid growing up, could be in high school or grade school or college. All-time favorite memory.
I think so far, my senior year, we won state, and that was pretty fun, not only to win state, but my dad was on the coaching staff. He was our assistant coach and the head coach for our JV team. And so my freshman year, he was my head coach, and I kind of floated. And then sophomore through on, you know, he was on the bench all my games. He's on my 1,000-point game on the bench, you know, like, it's just been, that was always special. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, is it weird? Like, you go to school with your dad? And I was like, no, my dad's my best friend. Like, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty special. I felt like I was able to do that with him and also with my high school teammates, you know, a lot of close friendships there. So
you also played football back in the day. Why did you ultimately choose basketball? Because wide receiver, quarterback, guy that's like 6'7",
yeah,
looks pretty good.
It did look pretty good on paper, and I could play it pretty good, but a couple concussions, broke my collarbone, and I've always liked basketball more. And I got to the point I was like, okay, like, this isn't worth it. I'm not even getting to play. You know, I do all the summer camps and all the practices, and they're brutal, and you do the whole thing basically just to sit on the sideline, you know. And I just was like, I want to just devote myself to basketball. I felt like I had a good shot at playing somewhere at some point, and you know, it's paid off so far, so
yeah.
Can't complain.
So you're rocking the number 23. Any particular reason, or just it was the number assigned to you?
No, yeah, I wore it in high school as well. You know, I'm a LeBron James fan. And, you know, obviously he wore 6 and 23. And mm-hmm. you can't wear 6 in high school. You know, they won't let you do that.
How come?
They only let you go 1 through 5 and then 10 through 15.
Huh.
Like, they don't do, like, 6, 7, 8, 9, 16, 17, 18.
Which is like an Arizona thing? Or
I don't know. I actually don't know. But, yeah, something with how the refs call fouls. They don't want to use both hands. Like, I don't know. I didn't really ask, but I was like, okay, that's fine. And so I was like, I'm going to go 23 then.
23 makes sense. So you had the career high 19 against CSP. You had the 3-point celebration. I've noticed you rocking a couple times. Can you walk the listener through the 3-point celebration?
Yeah, no, I think my go-to is usually the hand pistol. Mm-hmm. And I like to pull it back, cock it a couple, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. You know?
That's kind of my, again, I saw LeBron do it one time and I was like, that's awesome. He did it a little different. He did it one time, then put it back in the holster, but
sure.
No, I'm a pretty expressive player, and
I feel like you got something with the arm too, right?
Yeah, I'll do something like that. Yeah, no, I have a couple that, honestly, it's just whatever comes to me after I make it. You know, I like playing at high, like, energy level, and I just like being an expressive player out there. So I can't ever just make my teammate was joking with me. I made a turnaround jumper, and he like said something as I was walking down the court. And I didn't know I said this, but apparently he told me I said easy peasy is what I went to. And he just started laughing on the court, you know, which, yeah, that's not maybe the coolest thing to say, but it's just what came to my mind. So it's what I said.
You just blacked out in the moment.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. I love that. So that's basically all the basketball questions I got for you. Any New Year's resolutions now for the new year here in 25?
You know, not a ton. I do believe in setting goals, but too many, it just, you get to the point where it's like, okay, that's not really realistic. So I'm a guy that's, I like to set a couple at a time and then work on those and then kind of move on as I feel inspired to do so. I think currently I'm trying to lock back in and my religious aspects, you know, making sure I have a daily prayer, a nightly prayer, and I'm reading the scriptures every single day this year. I think, you know, that's a big part of my life, and, you know, I just feel better about every part of my life when I'm consistent in that way. So that's my first one I want to lock in. And second one is make my wife happy and make sure she doesn't get mad at me ever. So, which isn't going to happen because I have a lot of personality and sometimes I can annoy her with, I joke too much and I'm like, dang it, went too far that time. So maybe I'm trying to wheel that back a little bit.
How did you guys meet back in the day?
Yeah, we met in high school. We met because my best friend and one of her friends liked each other. We hung out and they went off on their own and it was just, now we were stuck just me and her. And so I did most of the talking because she was kind of shy back then. We liked each other and, you know, we started talking, and probably 10 months after that, we started dating. Dated our whole senior year, and then I went on my mission. She also served a mission in Poland.
Okay.
So she speaks Polish.
Sure.
Fluently, you know,
so she can go to Natalia Szybinska and have a full conversation.
She can do it, yeah, which is pretty cool. I was like, man, that's a language I never heard. So that was cool. But she got home in July of last year, and I was going to school in August. So we hadn't seen each other 2.5 years.
Wow.
We had about a month. We spent every day together, and we just knew. We're like, yeah, okay, we want to do this. So we did the long distance. I flew home, surprised her, and proposed. And we actually eloped in December. We were going to get married in April, but we're like, this long distance thing sucks.
Yeah.
So we just, my brother, who had just turned 18, he like got, what's it called?
Ordained?
Yeah, he got ordained. He married us. You know, he just like did a little cute little thing. And then she moved back here with me when I had to come back during my break from basketball, and then we did a whole big wedding in April, and it's been great.
Congratulations. Since. That's awesome. Love that. Any nicknames for you?
I got a couple. DB, a lot of people just call me Dev.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fun one is Devon, because I spell my name Devon.
Sure.
And so every once in a while, people call me Devon.
Do you get that a lot? Like when, the first day of class, the teacher, yes. Devon Brooke?
Yeah, then they see I'm a white guy and they go, oh, that's not right. Uh-huh. So, yeah. And a lot of away games, especially in high school, Devon Brooke. And I was like, oh, this is going to be, white guy. Shooter.
I'm going to start calling you Devon Brooke.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like it. It's
both are good. Devon, yeah. Devon, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a good name.
I mean, my last name's Tewksbury. You wouldn't believe how many times I get that butchered.
I'm sure.
Blows my mind. What'd you get for Christmas this year? Anything good?
Me and my brothers were big. We like to game together because he lives in North Carolina. One's in Idaho. So we're just kind of far from each other right now. And so my wife bought me some Turtle Beach headphones, gaming headphones that are pretty expensive. So
okay,
that got me jumping for joy, for sure.
Easy peasy, man.
Yeah, it was easy peasy. I'm an easy peasy guy. to get stuff for, I feel like.
Most men are.
Yeah, yeah, we're pretty simple creatures.
Women are tough to shop for sure.
Indeed.
Best Christmas movie of all time.
Ooh, I actually like, it's a Netflix one. It came out, I think, like 2019, 2018. It's called Klaus.
Okay.
It's like an animated one, and I just like, it's like a fun spin on, like, the where Santa came from, and I like Elf, classic. The Grinch, we watched that as a family. I forgot how funny, you know, that movie is. Jim Carrey is a classic, so. But I think Klaus is my current favorite movie.
All right, fair enough. I'm going with It's a Wonderful Life. That's my all-time.
Oh, yeah.
That my all-time favorite one for sure.
There's a lot of good ones.
Oh, yeah. Is it tough coming back from Arizona when you've got, like you said, sunny and 75 degrees and you're wearing shorts and a t-shirt the whole time?
Yeah, no, I couldn't believe it, honestly. I got back and I was like, wow, like this is something else. Like 75 in December? Like, what are we doing? Like, what's Arizona got going on over here? I just totally forgot that they rock that, you know? And so it actually had been warm here. Like, it'd been a warmer winter so far. And just recently, honestly, it started dropping. So I came back and I was like, okay, well. But, you know, I bundle up and I just don't think about it. I try not, like, it's not cold. I'm fine. That's what I tell myself.
It's all a mindset.
Yeah, right.
My wife and I went to Walmart over the weekend and we saw a guy wearing shorts when it was -4.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, that's pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
We want to talk about what are we doing here.
Yeah.
That was pretty out there. So your go-to food is sushi. What's your favorite roll?
It's called the Las Vegas roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's probably my go-to. I mean, most places have the same one. Sometimes the name's a little different, but like the volcano roll is usually, I like that one a lot too. I like the deep fried ones.
Sure.
So, yeah.
All of the above. I'm all in on all of those. Favorite app on your phone right now?
Most used app, probably either the Gospel Library app, which is where I do all my, you know, I got all my scriptures and all that fun stuff on. And then the other one I use the most is probably called Crunchyroll, and it's like a TV. I watch a lot. I watch anime.
You're another one of those anime guys.
I am another one of those anime guys. I don't, you know, there's some weird stuff on there that I obviously am staying. I like the, just more like the action.
Sure.
Like the fight scenes.
We had
good fight scenes. I'm all about that.
Yeah, we had Gabe Gutierrez on the program, and he went in for like a 20-minute diatribe on anime stuff.
Yeah, that's not going to be me, you know, but I do like I do like some of the more mainstream ones for sure.
All right. Gotcha. Let's say there's a movie made about Devon Brook, or Devon Brook, if you prefer. Who plays you, and what's it called?
I would say someone who's going to play me. I had a friend. We spent like 7-8 months of our missions together, and he knew exactly all my mannerisms. He could do them perfectly, you know. I don't think there's a lot of things I'll do that are pretty goofy and really out there that some people don't feel comfortable doing in front of other people, and he might not be willing to do that. But my oldest brother would do it. He's pretty similar to me. We have very similar senses of humor, so he could play a role starring Devon. He doesn't look like me. Well, he kind of does, but he doesn't really have much hair, so that would be a problem. But
sure,
I could see him cast as that. What would it be called, though? I have no idea. That's a great question.
Probably a comedy, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I could see that.
It would definitely be a comedy.
Favorite movie of all time? Not Christmas movie, but just in general.
Yeah, The Return of the King, Lord of the Rings. Yeah, I mean, they're just, I've seen them more times than I've seen anything else. And
you're kind of a closeted nerd, aren't you?
A little bit, actually.
Yeah.
No, I do have a lot, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. It just doesn't come out much, but no,
sure,
definitely. Yeah.
Well, you're out of the closet now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is out
everybody
there.
Everybody knows, yeah. I'm kind of a nerd, which is great.
Yeah. Let's say you meet God. What three questions would you ask him?
Probably how I've done living my life as he would want me to. I'd ask him how I've been as a husband. And I would ask him, man, third question. Ask God.
Those are two quick ones.
Yeah, those two I definitely would be on the ball for sure. Probably if he has accepted my life up to that point. Yeah, I think those are probably three I'd go with.
Three solid questions. There you go. Greatest strength and your greatest weakness.
My greatest strength is probably my ability to see life in a positive way. I really feel it takes a lot to put a frown on my face. I guess you could say I see the good in everything, and anytime anything isn't going my way, or I just refuse to allow that to put me in a down place, you know. Jesus told us to be of good cheer, and I really try to do that in everything I do, you know, because at the end of the day, I think about my life, you know, I have a great family, I have a great relationship with God, had amazing gifts, many blessings. Like, what, I mean, really, what do I have not to be grateful for? You know, I mean, my life has been amazing. You know, sure, I've had the diabetes and, you know, some of these other trials and hardships I've had to go through, but that doesn't compare to everything I've been given, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's probably one of my greatest strengths is just, you know, my ability to be of good cheer. I feel like that's how I live my life. Maybe that'd be my movie title. Something along the lines of that.
So. Okay, I like that. What's your greatest weakness then?
My greatest weakness is probably, up until recently, I've started to get a little better at it, but combination of I can sometimes be an unorganized, and I can be lazy in the areas of my life that I don't want to do.
Mm.
Like, when it comes to basketball, oh yeah, I'm all about that. You know, it's when it's something I think is fun, sure, I'm aggressive, but when it comes to some other of these, like, you know, school or like, kind of grown up adult things, you know, like registering my car or like,
yeah.
I am
been there, done that.
Just horrible at that stuff. Like just making good management calls on my life. And my wife just gets, sometimes will get frustrated with me and I'm like, yeah, I'm not good at this, you know? And she's like, she wants me to take control, you know? And I'm like, man, like, yeah, not good at it, you know? So, but it's been good. I'm a big believer that you work on your weaknesses until they're strengths, you know? So.
There you go. That's one way to do it. I mean, I had that sticker on my license plate that I forgot to put it on there for like a week and a half.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Cop pulls me over. He's like, hey, you didn't get your... Oh, that's, they're right here. Yeah, I just haven't done it yet.
Put it on the car. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Unbelievable. When you were a kid, what was one thing that you really wanted for your birthday?
The first memory I can have, I think I was in like fifth grade, and all my friends had NBA 2K13.
Mm.
And I up to this point, hadn't gotten any sport game ever. And I was like, I want NBA 2K13. And that was the first, that's like the first memory I have of like really being like, I want that thing. And I did get NBA 2K13, and then I got 2K14, 15, 16, 17, you know, and the list goes on and on. So that was kind of the beginning of that era of my life. But I was like, I remember just being like, yeah. I think I wrote a letter to my mom saying like why it would be a good idea to get me NBA 2K13. So.
And it clearly worked on her.
It worked, yeah.
Wow.
She was moved.
Look at you go.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. So next time I want something, I write a letter to my wife.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, I got a segment called This or That. Indoors or outdoors?
Indoors.
Fair or a theme park?
Theme park.
Getting a lot of playing time but losing, or getting zero playing time but winning?
It'll take the dub. Yeah, we'll take the winning.
Okay. Hole in one or a half-court buzzer beater?
Half-court buzzer beater.
Do you play golf at all?
I do. Wow, that was actually, I can't believe I said that almost. I have a couple teammates that would probably disagree with me on that.
But. Oh, I'll take the hole-in-one for sure.
Yeah, hole-in-one's pretty epic, actually.
No doubt about it. Some people go their whole life without one of those.
Yeah, I'm switching my answer. Actually, can I do that? Is that allowed?
Absolutely.
Can I go to hole-in-one?
Totally fair. Sweet. Scrabble or Words with Friends?
Words with Friends.
Same thing with my wife. She cheats. Turn signal or no turn signal when you're driving?
Turn signal.
Good for you. Knockout or horse?
Knockout.
Pizza or pasta?
Ooh, pasta.
Okay. Do you have a good memory or a bad memory?
Ooh, man. I probably have a bad memory, yeah.
All right. Is it called pop or soda?
I'm going to go with pop, yeah.
Game-saving block shot or a game-winning jumper?
I'm a jumper guy.
I thought you'd say that. Yeah. Offense or defense?
Offense, yeah.
Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve?
Valentine's Day.
Sprite or Pepsi?
Sprite.
Coffee or tea?
Neither. I don't drink either, so.
Okay, gotcha. Twix or Kit Kat?
Ooh, Twix.
Big Twix guy.
Yeah.
Fire or ice?
Fire.
Better jump shooter, Devin Brooke or Gus Reedy?
Oh my goodness. Sorry, Gus. Devin Brooke.
Dressing up or dressing down?
Dressing down.
When you're driving, you going windows up or windows down?
Windows up, yeah.
Maroon or black?
Black.
Gum or breath mints?
Gum.
Eating a steak, with or without sauce?
Without sauce, yeah.
Okay. Finally, word association here. We'll wrap things up with rapid fire. I'll say a word or a phrase, and just whatever comes to your mind, just come out and say it, okay?
Sounds good.
Arizona.
Devin Brooke.
South Dakota.
Devin Brooke.
Error.
Gaming.
Queen Creek, Arizona.
Chick-fil-A.
Nice. Sedona, Arizona.
Slide Rock.
Yeah. Northern State University.
Coach Saul Phillips.
Wayne State.
Victory.
Augustana.
Redemption.
Devin Brooks vertical jump.
33.
Really?
Yeah, surprisingly. I know.
It's pretty impressive. Tacos.
Delicious.
What's on your taco? What are you setting it up with?
Just any meat. I mean, or maybe even all the meat. Carne asada, probably, though, is the main one I'm going to go with.
There you go. Gatorade.
The light blue.
The future.
Positive. Yeah, excited.
Social media.
Don't use much.
The movie Coach Carter.
Great movie.
Steak.
Electric.
Lobster.
Delicious. Yeah.
Chicken.
Prime.
You going boneless or bone-in?
Boneless.
Same.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Never had.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, because you're not a tea or coffee guy. Okay. Cheeseburgers.
Oh, amazing. One of the best.
What do you put on your burger?
Probably three patties, cheese, and then call it good.
Wow. Yeah. That's aggressive. So you're a big, like, Baconator guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Goaltending.
Should be allowed.
Blocked shot.
Should happen more for me.
Winning.
Want to do.
Losing.
Don't want to do.
James Glenn.
Best friend.
Toby Obiora.
Best guy.
Quat Abdel Karim.
Another best guy.
Caleb Mitchell.
Block party.
Ethan Russell.
Aberdeen hero.
Marcus Burks.
Aggressive defender.
Trayvon Wright.
Great assistant coach.
Josh Vaughn.
Electric guy.
Saul Phillips.
Even more electric guy.
Devin Brooks' family.
Supportive, loving, kind, all the goods.
Your wife.
My ultimate best friend, most important person to me.
Finally, Devin Brooks.
Devin Brooks a good guy. Yeah, he could be better, but, you know, he's good. He's a good guy. Yeah.
He could be better.
He could be better. He's got some improving to do, but he's here.
Don't we all? Shout-outs to family, friends, maybe the wife to wrap things up here a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, my family was here this last weekend. That was the first time they've been to watch me play, and So that was a pretty special moment. You know, of course, I didn't tell them that I was starting. I didn't tell my wife, didn't tell my parents, my siblings over there. They had no idea, so and I did that on purpose. I thought it would be funny to, and it was. It was funny.
They picked a good weekend to be here.
Great weekend to be here, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but no, my wife, she's my everything. You know, she supports me and everything I do and puts a lot into our relationship and, you know, our family. And I wouldn't be here without her, that's for sure. You know, when she came up here after we got married, it was like an answer to everything I've been going through. And so she's been there with me through everything. And I love her. And, you know, I love my family as well. And I have a great relationship with all of them. And, you know, a lot of my older brothers are my heroes. My dad's my hero. And my mom's my ultimate hero. She's, you know, the greatest. I always tell her she's the best mom I've ever had. She's the only mom I've ever had, but she's the best mom. No, I love those guys. They're awesome.
You and your wife, you thinking kids at some point in time?
No, I would have had a kid months ago. So, you know, whenever she's ready to jump in there. And, yeah, we want a big family. So, you know what? Last 2 years, I thought, you know, I'd be the only married guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids would be kind of me and her thing. No, we've had, you know, two kids the last 2 years and another married teammate, you know. So I'm like, all right, well, good. Sounds good. You know, it's great.
Pretty amazing stuff. Well, yeah. God bless you guys. Congratulations on all that. Appreciate you doing this. Thanks again. Good luck the rest of the way.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me here. It's been fun.